This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everything that Iran does to foment terrorism in the world, to attack Israel, to attack America, is now their responsibility as well. And I hope they're ready to live with it. I hope they're ready to live with the conduct of people who are the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. I hope they're ready to live with the conduct of people who say they want to wipe Israel off the map. I hope they're ready to live with the conduct of people who say what this guy just said, that we're the great Satan, and that they now are testing missiles not to shoot at Israel, to shoot at us.
That's Chris Christie, as he went off on Fox today talking what a bad beat it is, this Iran deal. It's coming up in a week. They'll debate it in Congress, and you can be sure there are enough votes to back the president, because one by one, they are saying yes. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that is the big story. So it is still an off couple of days for the people who represent us. But they sent word back. Barbara Mikulski, who is retiring, made sure that everyone knew the senator. She was going to be that vote that tipped the scales in the favor of the Iran deal that is the signature piece, or the president hopes is his signature piece, his legacy. Chris Christie saying there it is not a good deal because of what Iran wants to do, because of the fact that they are ready to go after us if need be. While he's saying that and talking about terrorism, John Kerry says the Iran deal will get more strength as it goes along, as its future is secured. Here is a quote. He said, "We have immense power to shape a safer and more humane world." Oh, if only it were so. And I know there's some people listening, because I always say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, or just simply confused, have an opinion, and you can call this show. So the Iran agreement, he says, is not an excuse for extremist violence that's been ripping the region apart, but he went on to mention that history may judge it a turning point, a moment when the builders of stability seized the initiative from destroyers of hope. Wow. And when we were able to show, as have generations before us, that when we demand the best from ourselves and insist that others adhere to a similar high standard, when we do that, we have immense power to shape a safer and more humane world. Here's the problem. We do not have the power to shape Iran. We do not, brother, have the power to do that. So Senator Mikulski made that announcement. She supported the deal, provided the crucial 34th vote that they needed in the Senate. So this is the deal, so you know it. It guarantees that even if the anti-Republicans who control both chambers of Congress successfully pass a disapproval of the deal, they won't have the votes to override, of course, a presidential veto of that disapproval. From what I understand, they were celebrating in Alaska, because that's where the president is. So to overcome that inevitable veto, deal opposition would need two-thirds of the votes in both the House and the Senate. Mikulski made it clear they won't have that number in the Senate. Won't have enough. 34 votes are enough votes for the president's veto to be upheld. To be upheld. Kerry, as I bounce back to him, said the hit that we would take, our credibility, I want you all to listen to this. He says our credibility would take a broad bomb to the side, basically. It would take a hit if Congress sunk the nuclear agreement anyway, because the U.S. negotiated this faithfully alongside five other world powers. He said it would be extraordinarily damaging to the other countries who were part of the deal, meaning the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China, because they're part of it. And I think saying that successfully convinced Mikulski and the others to come off the fence, or even before that, to come off the fence, or at least declare to say, I'm with you. So any chance, really, of there being a change in the Iran deal is not going to happen. I have to say, I agree. I agree with Chris Christie. And I always have from the get-go with Iran. A little bit of knowledge can go a long way. And when it comes to Iran, knowing people who have lived there, knowing people who fled there, knowing Iranians, hearing their stories, being afraid to come on the show and tell them, I know a little too much about what really goes on behind the scenes in Iran. Dan's our first man up tonight. Hey, Dan, you have the floor. Dan from Texas. I think he does. Maybe not. Maybe Dan doesn't.
Hello.
I hear you're here. He says, you're here, you're here. We all heard that. So what's up, Dan?
Okay. You want the joke first or you want the comment first?
No, give us your hard right turn and then go into the joke.
Okay, we'll do that. Look, the Tea Party and everybody out there is going to be calling Washington, and they're going to have one message. You vote for this, and if you're up for election, you're our history. You're gone. I won't use any bad words, but that's what's going to be going down. And they better listen to us because this is an anti-incumbent year. We are mad at all of them, the Democrats and the Republicans, and the incumbents can kiss their butts goodbye because they haven't done the stuff that we told them to. And we're going to come out in numbers that is unbelievable. So I'm telling you, this is not a done deal. We can beat this little man. We can let him try his little veto. We can override it, and the American people are going to rise up on this because Christie's right. They're not getting those missiles to aim at Israel. They got the whole bunch of Muslim brothers in right next to Israel, where the Gaza Strip is and so on. It would be a sacrilege to have the whole Muslim world after them then, Sunnis and Shiites. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to do that for Israel. They're gaming for us. We've always been a target ever since they took over in 1979.
I agree. We've been a target, absolutely. Tell us your joke.
Okay. This woman was driving over a bridge that arched, and she got to the highest point. She noticed a young man getting ready to jump off the bridge, and she rolled down her window real quick and said, please, don't jump. Think of your mother and father. And he says, I don't have any. They're dead. I'm going to join them. And she says, well, think of your wife and your children. And he says, I'm not married. I don't have any family. She says, well, do it for the Alamo. Don't do it for the Alamo. He says, what's the Alamo? She says, go ahead and jump, you northern Democrat no-good slime ball.
You are so bad. What's the Alamo? Dan, I like that joke because I have been there, my friend, many, many times. And I think that some people in this audience really, really get that. And for others, they might get it, right? You get the, you know, remember the Alamo. Don't forget the Alamo. Oh, that would be a sore subject. Coming up. No levity in this. A human wave of migration leaving some children dead at the tail end of the show. We're talking to Luke Vargas about that. Stay with us, America Tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. Know that you feel the same as I do. Is it 3-4 you?
This is kind of our mixed bag segment, odds and ends. I mentioned the migrant situation. It's so bad that in Hungary they block trains for the second day in Budapest. Hundreds of migrants chanted defiant slogans outside of Budapest because the police blocked them from seeking asylum in Germany and other European Union countries to the west. The police said that they are going to reinforce their positions outside the terminal because the volume of migrants arriving from Serbia is growing by the hour. 3,000 already near the station, and they say, we cannot take you. We will not take you. We can't do it. They were searching for people traveling illegally on other trains, and they're describing the nightmare that it is. So there's all kinds of efforts to try to protect the migrants who are unabated in other places across Europe, but there are problems. Like passengers aboard one Paris to London train said their service was suspended, and why? Because people were trying. This is how bad it is. See, again, this is what's outside of the United States, and this is also why the concern over what's happening at our borders. Well, here you have horrific things happening that are pushing people away from countries where they're being slaughtered. Let's face it, this is what we see in Syria with ISIS, etc. So they're trying to climb on the train, and they damaged fire equipment. There are people running along the roofs of another train to try to jump over. They didn't care. They're so badly they wanted asylum. So check out what the flow is. In fact, Hungary's Prime Minister, Orban, is supposed to meet the European Union chiefs on Thursday to discuss, probably right now, the handling of the flow this year of 150,000 migrants, mostly from Syria and other conflicted areas, like I mentioned. Germany says it expects to get about 800,000 this year, quadruple. Did you hear what I said? Quadruple last year's figure. And then the EU gets slammed for failing to commit to housing for people that are looking for asylum, but they can't do anything about it. You have Navy ships from other nations that are patrolling the Mediterranean waters off the coast of Libya because they're trying to prevent more mass drownings. A Norwegian boat said it was carrying about 800 rescued migrants, including 11 pregnant women and 30 children. That's how bad it is. It's awful. And then you have boats that are sinking. You have kids that are drowning. You have awful things that are happening because of this. And somehow this is missed by a lot. I mean, it's chaos. It's chaos in some areas of Europe where people are trying to get through, or they're trying to get to those areas. Depressing. And we'll talk with Luke Vargas about this horrific crisis at the tail end of this hour and some other things as well that are pretty darn significant, including the debates and what's changed with the debates for CNN, the way the polls are being done, and how Carly Fiorina may have kind of jimmy-rigged it a bit, and she is in the first debate. She's in the first debate. So how about that? Because after what happened on Fox, there definitely was a bump for her. And she made sure everybody saw the bump. They did. So it worked out in her favor. Let's put it that way. It's not working out for another woman who wants to be president, Hillary Clinton. Every day there's another revelation. Another revelation. Now they're talking about staffers who worked on Clinton's private email server. At least one of them is facing a subpoena, and they're saying they're probably going to plead the fifth. So a former State Department staffer who was part of the deal tried to fend off the subpoena. No, I'm not accepting your subpoena. And the move was by Brian Pagliano, who had worked on Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign before setting up the server in her New York house in 2009. Then there was this letter from his lawyer to the House panel investigating the 2012 attack on the consulate in Benghazi. And so the letter talked about the ongoing FBI investigation into the security of Clinton's email system. It quoted a Supreme Court ruling where justices described the Fifth Amendment as protecting innocent men who otherwise might be ensnared by ambiguous circumstances. He's claiming ambiguous circumstances. So you know this, the FBI is looking to the system and as to whether she exclusively used private email for her work as Secretary of State, whether it jeopardized the national security. And the State Department is doing the slow drip, releasing thousands of emails, part of the public record lawsuit to show Clinton herself writing at least six emails with information they think is classified. They think is classified at this point. How about that? So we got these committees going on, and that's coming up. The Senate Judiciary Committee saying that they want more information. But he's pleading the fifth, and he's saying that he'll plead the fifth to any questions he's asked if he were compelled to testify, because they're telling him that you need to come and testify. And this may happen with a few other people, too, who worked for Clinton. This whole email saga, it's only just begun. Think of War and Peace, and then what's in between War and Peace. That's what this is like. And like I said, it's not going away anytime soon. All right. Tired of hearing about the NSA and your civil liberties? Never. Just read a story this morning talking about that constitutional rights of tens of millions of us are being violated. And that's what a federal judge said on Wednesday, that he wants to expedite a lawsuit that's trying to shut down the program to collect info on large volumes of telephone calls. I thought we already dealt with this. No. So here's the deal. It was an hour-long hearing. Judge Richard Leon urged the conservative lawyer who brought the suit to take steps to allow it to move forward quickly, asked the federal appeals court to formally relinquish control over an appeal in the case. Leon said that the so-called bulk collection program is set to shut down on November 29th. This is true. And that's why I said I thought we already dealt with this as part of a transition to a new system where queries are sent to telephone companies rather than to a database stored at the NSA. So instead, your information goes to the telephone company, which then they would be subpoenaed, right, eventually. But perhaps there's a little bit of wiggle room in there. And that's the deal. It's been the wind down of the program since Congress passed the U.S. Freedom Act. It ends the phone metadata collection program, but it extended for about 6 months the legal authority under which it was set up. So this was a compromise, I suppose, is what you would call it. So what does that mean to you and me? That means we're still being tapped. But we won't be tapped after you're stuffed and you've got tryptophan because you're eating so much turkey and stuffing, mashed potatoes, and all the good things that are terrible for you that you eat and overeat at Thanksgiving. A couple days after that, then you can count on, okay, now the telephone company is going to have that information. Does that make you feel better? So not the bumbling fools at the NSA. No, now instead it's going to be the telephone company. Here's one from the Tell Me I'm Lucky category. So Tell Me I'm Lucky. Twitter's fake Peoria mayor settled a lawsuit against the city. Here's what happened. It's a crazy story. And it is true. A Peoria man who repeatedly told his lawyers that, you know, he was using, this is what he was using, a Twitter account that said he was the mayor. They decided to go after him. Now Peoria, because they criminally went after him, will have to pay a judge order to this John Daniel character $124,000 in damages and attorney fees. Wow! Luke Vargas up next.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, how about this? I love when we have Luke Vargas on. He's in our virtual green room. You know, Luke, he's like, where's Waldo? Half the time we're catching up with him. He's at exotic places all over the world. I think today he might be in New York as he covers the UN and other things for Talk Radio News. Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. And you're right, I am up at the United Nations today.
Nice. That means, you know, you can get a bagel somewhere in the city or get a grab a hot dog on the street, right?
I could. I do the former much more than I do the latter, even though I've learned that if you are a tourist, you will never get a hot dog for less than $2. But if you just go up as a confident New Yorker and hand them a buck, you'll always get a hot dog. So a little tip just to project confidence with the hot dog sellers.
Oh, that's a great tip. I'm going to remember that next time I'm home. I love that. All right. That's good. I had no idea about that. How about that? All right, this is interesting because we, of course, are talking all about the, I call it the faux campaign trail because we've been on the trail forever talking about what's going to happen here. So now apparently CNN has modified the criteria for the September 16th Republican debate. Tell us about that.
Well, so their previous criteria that got a lot of criticism from people, more than just Carly Fiorina, who is the person at the center of this, is that they were going to look at, I think it was 9 polls from early in the summer before that presidential debate in Ohio, and then they were only going to look at 3 from the interregnum, the period after that debate and before the one that's upcoming in California on the 16th of this month. And that seemed pretty unfair to people who got in the race a little bit later, not just Carly Fiorina, but folks like John Kasich, who just wasn't featuring in those early polls, or if they were featuring, were very much at the back of the pack. Carly Fiorina, and look, I've covered a lot of third-party candidates in the past, and as much as I like them, I have often criticized the fact that they spend all of their press releases, this is sort of the Gary Johnson syndrome from last time around, complaining about the fact that they're being excluded from the debate, that the media is out to get them. And I sort of thought in the past few weeks that Carly Fiorina was shooting herself in the foot here, because her spokespeople and her television appearances were only about, really, CNN excluding her from the debates. Well, they have modified their criteria. Now they're going to change it. And I don't think this is very scientifically rigorous, but it is what they're going to do. They're going to look at all the polls after that debate in Ohio, and if you are in the top 10 in any one of those polls, you're in for the September 16th debate. So the corollary to that rule is it means that there could be more than 10 people on stage, and there will be. Carly Fiorina sneaks into a number of the polls, much higher than in 10th place, I think, in the latest New Hampshire polls. She's in 3rd place and is sort of polling around 5th nationally. So she gets in, and anyone thinking, oh, this is just going to be the Wild West because now we're going to have 15 people on stage, not so fast. After Chris Christie, who's in that 11th spot now, there's just a huge drop-off. And Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, Gilmore, Pataki, and Bobby Jindal, just a reminder, he is running for president. None of them have come anywhere close to being in the top 10 in any of the polls since. So I think it's going to be capped at 11. But as of today, Carly Fiorina is in, and her PR assault has paid off.
Wow, no kidding. And that's a game changer for her because, as you know, you saw the bounce that she got, as you're mentioning, polling around 5th nationally. And a lot of that happened to her after that first debate on Fox, and everybody was talking about her. So this just elevates her even more. It'll be interesting to watch once we get to the debate what that's going to be like for sure. Let's bounce over to this one because I wasn't aware of this. I knew that there was something going on here in Kentucky, but there's a county in Kentucky where they're denying same-sex couples marriage certificates, and now it looks like that clerk is going to be in trouble?
Yes. Well, so the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this week basically said we are not going to hear your appeal here, and we're going to defer down to lower courts who said you've got to order these marriage certificates. You've got to give them to same-sex couples. She yesterday, Tuesday, decided not to do that. There were a number of same-sex couples who came there to get their certificates. There were hundreds of protesters and news crews, and all marriage certificates were denied, including for same-sex couples. There's now been a court filing here in Kentucky, in Rowan County, to find her in contempt of court. And it looks like this will probably be sustained. The same judge had already earlier said that she must issue these certificates. Sort of interesting here, and Victoria put this with some snark in our sort of news notes today, which is that the lawyers representing these same-sex couples are asking the judge not to give her any jail time. Victoria's note is that would make her too easy of a martyr here. They want to just fine her instead. I'm not sure it would be great to talk to a legal expert about what happens, let's say, if a fine is given, if she can actually go back to her job and keep denying marriage certificates. You know, one could imagine some scenario where people who are opposed to the Supreme Court ruling could keep bankrolling her, and so she could keep paying off whatever fines for an indefinite period of time and never give out any of these licenses. So it would be interesting to figure out the succession of this whole process, but it looks like there's going to be a ruling on Thursday about whether she is acting in contempt of court, and all indications are that she will, and we'll see if she's fined or put in jail for it.
Wow. All right, so Thursday is the day to watch for.
Yes.
This would be big for you, I would imagine, because you and I have talked about this a ton, and because you've covered several things related to this, climate change, of course, and with Obama talking about that, you know, this is his last piece, I would say, or one of his big pieces as he's finishing out his presidency. He's talking about it in Alaska. What ultimately, or where are we with the global climate treaty that's going to be signed or supposed to be signed in Paris in December?
It's coming along really, really slowly. So much so that we're hearing this week that Ban Ki-moon, who had previously said, look, let's just leave it up to the official negotiators to sort this out, and then we'll all meet in Paris and it will be fine. He is now calling for an emergency climate summit with, I think, 40 world leaders on the sidelines of the General Assembly this month. So he's very nervous about the speed at which this is coming together. The most recent draft of the Climate Treaty that I've seen runs about 83 pages. But that is really not the worst of it. There are huge portions of this text where it's sort of like playing a big game of ad-libs or something. In one section I read, there are 11 different paragraphs that could be inserted on one emissions topic. So essentially, you know, you're playing a big multiple-choice game here, and 196 countries are trying to decide on the answer. So it's a big text. There is not a lot of clarity in major portions of it. We're going to have this sideline summit later this month. I'll point out there are also now sort of country-level efforts being put forward to try and get some consensus going into this conference. One of the more interesting people in the global sphere to cover is the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, who has called for a climate conference to be held next month in the Bolivian jungle, basically, to rally the anti-capitalist forces for this treaty. He's very nervous that corporations are going to swoop in Paris and try to co-opt this to make their brands seem a little bit more friendly, but at the expense of the environment. So, again, people are trying to mobilize here. But not surprisingly, they're doing it in many different ways, and I think there is growing concern that as much as people are talking about climate change, that the text itself, that all of this hinges around, the only really binding instrument here, is being kept on the side. People want to talk climate, but they don't want to sit down at the negotiating table and you know, agree on anything about this text. So I'm wary of how this is all going to be worked out by December, but we're being told that people want to get it done. So God bless them.
All right, so again, another wait and see for sure. We're speaking with Luke Vargas from Talk Radio News in New York. He covers the UN and a whole bunch of other things, of course, for Talk Radio News. And how about this? We've got the General Assembly coming up, and I don't know how somehow I skipped over this, but this is significant because Palestine is really pushing for a vote. They want to see that flag raised on UN territory, even though they are not, of course, as we all know, a recognized country. Do you think this happens? Could this really happen?
I think it probably will. So for Palestine to actually become a recognized state at the United Nations is pretty hard, and the U.S. and a few other countries on the Security Council can block it, because for a resolution to go before the whole membership of the United Nations on statehood, it has to get the blessing of the Security Council. So the U.S. has vetoed these efforts in the past, and despite some threats earlier this year after those Israeli elections, I don't think that threat is really off the table. But the issue of raising a flag at the United Nations is quite different. There are two United Nations, basically permanent missions, who are non-voting members. That is Palestine and the Vatican. And what the Palestinians have done here is sort of interesting. They've introduced a motion to the General Assembly to have all of the flags of non-member observer states raised at the United Nations. Now, obviously, this benefits them primarily, and they would love to be able to raise their flag right after giving their speech later this month with the Israelis, you know, not too many flags down. And all this vote needs is the majority of the members of the General Assembly to pass it. So if this actually gets tabled, I would say there's a very high likelihood that the Palestinian flag will be up there. The Vatican has sort of said, hey, we didn't want you to put our name on this, and why did your resolution mention that the Vatican flag should come up? We're pretty happy with the status quo. But they've used it as some leverage here to try to say this isn't just all about us. And again, polling the various countries of the United Nations, more than two-thirds of them want statehood already, and I believe the number would be even higher for just having their flag up. So I think this is going to happen, and it's thanks to some sort of clever politics by the Palestinians themselves.
Thanks, Luke. Back with more in just a second on America Tonight.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Vargas for a little bit of extra here because I wanted to ask you, Luke, about the migration crisis in Europe. It keeps getting worse and worse. Countries are starting to crack down, and they have been, on the flow of asylum seekers, while others stress EU unity. That's a big thing, of course, and the importance of human rights. So those two ideas are butting up against each other of what to do, stopping the flow, and we have to think of other human beings. So what are the latest developments there?
Well, the big thing that's being highlighted in the news, and you're right, this is one of those issues that sort of comes in and out of focus. So I'll say European news directors are in an easy position here because they basically just keep moving their reporters around the continent to follow these migration trends. And that actually helps tell the story here. We had been talking about Turkey and Greece a few weeks ago, and then as migrants moved through Greece, or from Turkey to Greece and then up through the Balkans, they now find themselves in Austria and Hungary and moving towards Germany. So this progression of coverage actually does tell the story of many people, the hundreds of thousands moving across the continent this year. The latest news is that Hungary has closed down its major train stations. There was a huge rush in Budapest on Tuesday, thousands of people getting on or trying to get onto trains that would go to Austria and then Germany. A day after letting them go through, now that option seems to be off the table. There are people being detained in rail stations. And it's such a weird situation. I mean, you have countries like Hungary where they're closing the rail links. They are expediting the construction of a border fence. They are going to deploy something like 6,000 troops to man that fence, prevent people from getting in or only crossing at regular checkpoints. And at the same time, you've got other countries like Germany saying, look, we are going to waive many of the procedural hurdles that used to hold back the number of people we could take in. In Iceland, you heard about over Tuesday night, 11,000 people signing a petition and putting their addresses saying, we will voluntarily host migrants if they can somehow get here, and in some cases will pay for their arrival. So I would say the thing to watch here is a rule called the Dublin Regulation, which requires essentially that the country where migrants first enter the European continent has to be in charge of helping them move around, that they need to fingerprint them, they need to gather all their information, and it's ultimately their responsibility to handle their asylum paperwork. That's being seen increasingly as just not possible, that some of these frontline countries like Greece or Malta or Italy are in a difficult position because migrants don't really want to stay there. And so these countries are burdened with all this paperwork for people who they can't even contact. So we are hearing about major talks in the next few weeks to try and revisit these rules. Angela Merkel wants to see unity on this, wants to see a revision of the rules. But unfortunately, I think there are more countries that are too burdened by this and don't want to act than there are countries who are willing to make the tough political decisions to change the rules.
Wow. All right, Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. So what a problem. You heard Luke talk about that, and I mentioned this at the beginning, the fact that you've got in Hungary, they're blocking the trains because they just can't take any more people in. And because I think of so many other things that are happening, the story's out there, but it's not there as big as it could be. And maybe should be. You want to talk about the buzz in the backyard. It's not our backyard, but seeing that dead little boy, his body looking like any kid that could be at the Jersey Shore or could be playing in Sarasota, Florida on the beach or could be in Traverse City, Michigan, where we have great listeners from WKMT. Could be out there among any of you. Looks like any other sweet, innocent little boy, except for he has a life, his body is lifeless and he's laying face down in the sand. I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't even watch it. I was so sad. I just wanted, if I could have reached out and picked up that kid and taken him home with me, I would have done it. It was one of those photos you just don't forget. That brings it home. And then we have people who have legally immigrated to the United States from some of the areas that we're talking about. And then there is the Syria situation where we're also having the same problem in a much different way because of the borders. So we have a giant body of water that separates us. So our problem with illegal immigration and border security and all of that is through Mexico. It's not the situation where you're seeing people that are this human tragedy, where they're doing everything they can to escape the clutches of madmen, knowing their kids could be killed at any second, and they're fleeing for their lives and just asking for help and asking for asylum. But it just shows you how bad it is. Listen, if we have to cram into a boat, we'll take our chances and pray that somebody finds us and gives us a lifeline because so many others have been rescued. Terrible. Absolutely unacceptable. But what do? You know, how many unacceptable tragedies are there? How many blights to humanity are going on right now? I would have to say more than a dozen. Whether we're talking about what's happening in the Sudan, whether we're talking about what's happening in the Middle East, but boy, you see that little boy, it tugs at your heart. He could be any other American child. That's what he looks like. But he's gone. He's gone because his family tried to do what they could to get him out of there. So this is a crisis. This is absolutely a crisis. And there actually have been some amazing Americans who have stepped up and who have adopted when there have been children that are documented that they for sure have lost parents that have adopted some of the kids from those war-torn areas. Seeing and feeling just how difficult that situation is. It is the tail end of this hour of America tonight, so I feel compelled to launch into a few other quick things that I know are probably on your mind. Believe it or not, we're going to actually step away from Mrs. Clinton. To step away from Mrs. Clinton for a second, for sure, and talk about a couple of quick things. One, I mentioned the thing about McDonald's and their breakfast menu. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, you can hit me up on Facebook, and I put a little blurb about it. And I can't believe how many people chimed in that said, oh, thank goodness, I can have an Egg McMuffin at noon. So apparently, a lot of people like to mix it up when it comes to breakfast. We don't all like our breakfast or don't have it at 6 or 7 in the morning because look how many of us are working completely different hours. Right? There is no clock anymore. There's no clock. Even for people who think that they're working normal hours. And I want to say this at the end. It seems like we've lost a lot of different people when it comes to the arts lately. Dean Jones, who was kind of a rock star, boyish Disney star, died at the age of 84. That's a pretty decent life, right? But he had Parkinson's disease. And he died... He died on Monday, and he was Mr. Walt Disney. I mean, he was, you know, Ensign O'Toole, and he was and Herbie the Love Bug. And I remember Herbie the Love Bug. I remember seeing that on TV, and my mom would be telling us, you know, hey, the Love Bug's on. You can watch the Love Bug. And I remember just how cute and young he was. I don't know how old he would have been then, maybe... would have been in his late 30s, I'm not sure. But he made a bunch of films, about 10 Disney films. And this was mostly in the late 60s, early 70s. Herbie the Love Bug came out in 1970-ish. That's when it came out. And that was a movie that kept getting played over and over and over again. They even did a short production about it on Broadway. And so looking at him, I think, oh, he's like the clean-cut Justin Bieber. Although he wasn't, I don't think he was much of a singer, a little bit. He did do some Broadway. He did a Broadway musical, I think, with Jane Fonda. But he was mostly known for Walt Disney films. So RIP Dean Jones. And thank you, and you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance.
and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.